Wolf, a real page turner. This account is based on interviews with officers who are intimately familiar with the mission. We're getting new information about how the SEALs fought their way through that compound and about the critical moment when they entered Osama bin Laden's bedroom. Less than 18 minutes into the 38-minute raid came the crucial moment. Navy SEALs had fought their way through Osama bin Laden's compound, killed his courier, the courier's brother, and bin Laden's son. They blasted through cage-like metal gates on the stairways. As a small team of SEALs reached the third floor, one of them turned to his right.
He sees this tall individual poking his head out of the door, tall individual with a fist-length beard.
The SEAL, says Nicholas Schmidl, instantly sensed that was bin Laden. Schmidl's article in the New Yorker magazine presents nuanced, riveting new details of the bin Laden raid. He bases his reporting on sourced conversations with special operations officers who had intimate knowledge of the raid. Schmidl says he did not speak directly with SEALs who carried out the mission. The SEALs' identities are classified. Some of this detail had already been reported by CNN. Schmidl writes that when the SEALs rushed down the hall and into that room, two of bin Laden's wives had placed themselves between the SEALs and bin Laden. Newly reported by Schmidl, an account of how the first SEAL into the room had to act in a split second when he encountered bin Laden's youngest wife, Amal.
Amal is yelling hysterically and begins to approach the first SEAL. And the concern is that they're wearing suicide explosive vests. And so he shoots Amal once in the calf to disable her, and then proceeds to grab Amal and the other woman, wrap them in a bear hug, and turn his back to the SEALs and sort of push them off to the side.
And he holds them, or why does he do that?
He holds them so that if they explode and they blow up, that he'll soak up the impact of that blast and sort of the mission can then go on behind him.
He knows he'll die in the process.
Pretty much.
There were no suicide vests on the women. Then a second SEAL moved into the room, according to Schmidl, raised his M4 rifle, trained an infrared laser on Osama bin Laden's chest.
Is there anything said at that moment?
There's nothing said. I asked and asked and asked. I kind of wonder whether there was some sort of Dirty Harry moment, and there just simply wasn't. It was all split second. Shoots bin Laden once in the chest, and then bin Laden begins falling back and shoots him once above the left eye, and bin Laden falls down, and he steps up, and he says on the radio, you know, for God and country, Geronimo, Geronimo, Geronimo.
Geronimo, the code word for the fact that bin Laden had been sighted. Schmidl writes that that SEAL then said, Geronimo EKIA, enemy killed in action. At that moment, back at the White House, Schmidl writes, President Obama said to no one in particular, we got him. Schmidl says a few days later, when the president met with the SEAL team at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, he spoke with the team and thanked them, but he writes that President Obama never asked exactly which SEAL fired the kill shot, and the SEALs never volunteered that information. Well,